Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs, and this whole week we're being sponsored on all these new segments from O'Brien and Levine, Court Reporting Services, and we're pretty excited to be here. My co-host for the week is Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Hi, Mark.
Jeff, great to be with you. Really excited about this program and the number of very sharp attorneys we're going to be talking to.
Well, I know that O'Brien and Levine worked very hard to put together this lineup of what they think are the litigators that we want to be featuring in this month's segment. So that's going to be great. And our first guest, I know she's new to doing this type of radio interview, so there's a little prep involved. Rocky Lahiri of the law firm of Glickman Turley. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you, great. Mark and Jeff, for having me here.
Thanks for coming.
And, you know, you'll tell us a little bit about the firm, but we were talking a little bit about your practice before we got on the air, and that was very intriguing, especially after the current election. So, you know, go for it.
So my background into the legal world, I can start off where I began. I started at the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office as a victim advocate. So I was actually a liaison between prosecutors and victims of crime and navigating the criminal justice system. So I was exposed to a lot of different communities. That was my first time that I ever stepped into a courtroom. And I was exposed to a lot of different diverse populations, working with LGBTQ communities, working with people of different ethnic backgrounds. So it was really important in the advancement of my legal career and to have the ability to connect with people. And I think that's really important as an advocate. So after my victim advocacy experience, I was encouraged to go to law school. And I went to law school. I went to Northeastern University School of Law. And I chose that school in order to get involved in the social justice goals that I grew up with, basically to support and protect the rights of marginalized communities. And during my time there, I do have an Indian background. So my parents are immigrants from India. And my father's from Calcutta. My mother's from northern India.
Interesting.
And they came to this country. They settled here in the 70s. They settled first in Yonkers, New York. And then they came to Massachusetts, and I was born in Massachusetts. But having that dual background also helped me to understand issues that immigrant populations face. And that's something that I took to heart in law school, too. I created this human rights internship. I went to New Delhi, India, and actually worked on kind of tracking domestic violence laws and their implementation in India. And after that, I actually became a prosecutor, an assistant district attorney for the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office, and then did some more state work, and then I landed at Glickman Turley. But I think what's relevant at this point in time with the political climate, post-election, and the issues that the potential issues that immigrants could be facing at this juncture, as well as other populations I've worked with, like the LGBTQ community,
right?
With Trump as the president-elect, I think those are issues that I have some experience with, and that I actually chose to work with Glickman Turley because we have a range of legal areas that we practice in, but those are some of the key areas that the practice focuses on immigrant rights,
right,
and on the rights of the LGBTQ community.
Well, what are your thoughts on I think we're in our sixth or seventh day of protests in at least 12 cities, and these are the communities you're talking about. What would you say in terms of talking to them? Because it's a balance between, obviously, they're going to have to deal with this new administration. And the interesting part of your background is you've been on the government side in prosecution. At the same time, you've been with victims' rights and helped people that maybe didn't have that representation. lives.
Right. Right. Especially, I think, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I think we're all sort of anticipating. There's a lot of sideline chatter, and I think Mark's right. But with the new person in charge of strategy, who right. has a, you know, white supremacist leaning, you know, history, yes, he does work for somebody else, but you're, you know, they clearly pick someone who's extraordinarily controversial. And,
right.
And I'm sure this is something that's, you know, I maybe it'd be better if you were less relevant, but you are very relevant right now.
Right. Right.
That's true. And I think that at this juncture, I think it's incumbent upon the legal community to band together to protect the rights of communities that are that could potentially face further marginalization and the backlash of the post-election and who Trump chooses to guide him in his cabinet. I think it's important that we come together to do that. I think it's interesting because I actually have talked to some of my law school friends and we've discussed this issue and we've all decided that we need to be active. We need to not sit back and we need to be active and give our time, not just for the firms that we work at, but also in volunteer activities to make sure that communities that are that could face this backlash with who Trump has chosen as his chief strategist, etc. I think that we need to band together to make sure that these rights are protected. And some of the things that I have learned actually working at Glickman Turley, I've learned more about LGBTQ rights and certain things that the community faces. We work on same-sex adoptions. And that's something, so with the Hodges matter, with marriage equality, it's not something that Trump can necessarily reverse. It's a Supreme Court decision that he can't necessarily reverse, but he does have the power to elect a Supreme Court justice.
Appoint
a Supreme Court justice. So at this point, and then, of course, is with his chief strategist, there are states at this juncture, at this point, that have laws that still do not allow adoption to be done between same-sex couples. So they can still do that regardless of marriage equality.
Plus, in terms of interactions internationally, doesn't Russia and China have limits now in terms of same-sex adoption?
Right, yes, that's exactly. So if you're ever traveling out of the country, if you're an immigrant that has issues with adopting, if you're a same-sex couple that's an immigrant in the immigrant community, that's another issue. But there are, even though marriage equality has been passed by the Supreme Court, there are still laws that limit that ability.
You know, the whole subject makes me kind of sad to think that this is what we're dealing with, because I guess I grew up being an idealist.
Right.
A lot of these things were behind us, and they're not. They're clearly right in front of us.
Right.
I'm wondering about the person who doesn't have a lot of resources that's being taken advantage of and how they can be protected, because the legal process is an expensive process. Is that something you think about as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that that's one thing that there are lawyers that can get involved in volunteering and putting their time into doing pro bono work, volunteer activities. I mean, you have to be, I think lawyers need to think more about that at this point too, because there are communities that can't pay large firm expenses. That luckily we're a small firm, and so costs are less as well. But I do think that getting involved, you know, there's the Volunteer Lawyers Project too that you can get involved in. There's all kinds of causes where you can get involved as the legal community to band together. I think another issue that's facing the immigrant population and what Trump has discussed, and I think actually in a 60-minute interview he said something about this, that one of the things he's going to focus on almost immediately is to deal with immigrants who have criminal convictions and to deport them, you know, to get them out of this country.
He was pretty clear about that.
Correct.
Right. Right. So that, I mean, that, and that is something that with my criminal experience and background, that's something that I've been working on certain matters with Glickman Turley. I actually have helped immigrants who have pending matters that are open matters that they haven't seen for years, right? It's been matters from like the 1990s, or like they have something on their record that's an open matter that is blocking them from having their petitions go through for either asylum, for their permanent residency or their green cards. So to deal with those issues, and I would encourage immigrants to get their petitions in as soon as possible for whatever, visas, their permanent residency, their green cards, get rid of those convictions. If you can do something about that to wipe those convictions or take care of them,
right,
it's really important to do that now. And not just that, but there's also motions for a new trial. So when a person has been convicted.
I think this is really important because I think most people I meet take the ostrich approach to life. And that is they want to just put their head in the sand and hopefully they just don't get noticed. And you're saying, no, get active.
Take care of it now. Take care of it now because it's going to bite you later. And when you're trying to, and we don't know, these are uncertain times. We don't know how much more difficult it is going to be to do that. We don't know how the government is going to change, the federal government, people elected in certain positions. It's going to change. It could potentially change dramatically. And it's already not easy to do those things.
Right.
Rocky, sadly, we have to end this segment. If somebody wants to find you and learn more about how you could potentially help them, how would they find you at the law firm?
So I think the easiest way is to get on our website. It's www.glickmanturley, that's glickmanturley.com.
And your phone number, Rocky?
And my number is 617-399-7770.
Rocky, you're going to be a regular on Radio Entrepreneurs? Right. You're going to come back and do this again for us?
Sure,
it's an important topic.
Thing. Yeah,
it's very
I think
important.
It's important.
Yeah. We think you're going to be
have you
very
again.
Significant.
Thank
we've
you.
Just
I really appreciate
it. We've just
you
adopted
me.
You.
Thank you. Great. immigrant adoption. Here we go.
Well, I don't know. I was an immigrant too, so you know, I don't know what he might be shipping the Canadians back. build a wall with Canada.
Right.
Actually, I went to Canada last weekend. I never got in so easy. They never even asked any questions.
Oh, wow.
It was unbelievable. I think they felt bad for me. Just joking around. I just want to remind everyone, without any joking, that this segment was sponsored by the court reporting company of O'Brien and Levine, and I'm being hosted here with my good buddy, Mark Zee from Mark Zee Legal Staffing. Mark, if they want to check you out, how do they find you?
They'll go to our website at markzlegal.com, markzlegal.com, and 617-338-1300.
And I assume you can find Rocky, Mark, or myself on LinkedIn and connect with us, and we'd be glad to continue to talk to you. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs and also the chairman of the board of Mage LLC, the management consulting firm. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.